here's a story from The World.
In 3 years, Paris will host the Summer Olympics. How cool will it be to see marathoners striding down the Champs-Élysées or swimmers battling it down the Seine? The Paris mayor's office has invested more than $1 billion to depollute the toxic bacteria floating in the Seine. There's still a lot of debris, though, at the bottom of the river, and that challenge has been taken on by an 11-year-old boy. Reporter Rebecca Rossman in Paris recently met him.
Most 11-year-olds would probably rather spend their weekend sleeping in, but Raphael isn't like most 11-year-olds. We're standing under the Pont de Beaugrenelle in western Paris on this cloudy gray Saturday morning as he and his dad Alexandre prepare to go fishing. But not for fish, more like for smartphones, bike locks, scooters.
1 year ago, here we find a rocket.
A rocket dating all the way back to World War II.
So we called the police and it closed all the area.
For about 2 years now, the pair has spent nearly every Saturday and Sunday fishing debris out of the Seine, sometimes collecting more than 1 ton in a single day.
Un jour, je regardais YouTube.
The idea came to Raphael after he watched a video on YouTube of someone doing something similar. So for Christmas 2019, the then 9-year-old asked his parents for several meters of rope, a hook, and a super powerful magnet that could attract metal objects weighing more than a ton.
Forcément, j'étais surpris parce que...
Initially taken back by the request, his dad says he was rest assured, even impressed, once Raphael showed him the YouTube video.
Au début, mon but premier, c'était de...
Raphael says while at first these, quote, fishing trips started as a leisurely weekend activity, they turned into more or less a full-time job once he realized just how much debris there was buried at the bottom of the river.
C'est là qu'on s'est dit, pour sensibiliser les gens...
I wanted other people to know too, he says. That's when he started his Instagram account, Raph sur Seine, which now has more than 20,000 followers. He shares some of his best objects at a makeshift museum located in his dad's basement, including horseshoes, a DSLR camera, and even a 19th century bayonet. The goal, show off the Seine's buried treasure, but more importantly, encourage others to join in the fight against pollution. Raphael admits getting people to act has been a challenge.
Mais il y a quoi? Il y a 7 milliards de personnes sur la Terre, il y en a...
Still, he says he's encouraged by his progress in the last 2 years. He points to a section of the Seine that's noticeably clearer than the rest of the river. That's where he started fishing in January 2020. And while he's not sure if he can make the entire Seine glisten by the 2024 Olympics, he hopes to be one of the first to swim in the water once it's safe. For The World, Rebecca Rossman, Paris. From PRX.